4th of March, 1973. Marilyn looked out at emptiness. There was little to see except the water, shifting from black to blue as the sun rose. A clear sky, the ocean, and themselves, a small boat sailing west. At 7 o'clock, Marilyn left her watch on deck and went down to the cabin. Morris was still asleep in his bunk. The morning would follow the certain rhythms of every other morning. Coffee and breakfast. Then all the checks and jobs a boat requires. A formula so practiced after months at sea that it had become as automatic as time. In the precise moment that she put her hand on Morris to wake him, they felt a crack, a jolt, the sound of a gun going off, as if the violence had come from her touch. The noise split the air. Books leapt off the shelves, cutlery flew. They thought of their boat as their child. To hear her wood tear and splinter was like hearing the pained scream of an infant. Up on deck, they discovered the cause. A whale was next to them in the ocean, massive and alive. Water was streaming down the dark cliffs of its body as it twisted and writhed. Its tail, 10 feet across the flukes, was beating at the surface in a kind of fury. Blood poured from its body into the water.